It's Mind Food Radio, and in the latest edition of Mind Food Magazine, there is a 2017 Future Beauty Report, and I welcome the beauty editor from Mind Food Magazine, Nicole Saunders. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Oh, look, congratulations. This was a very intensive article about all sorts of things. I don't know how you do this job because it changes so fast.
It does, but that's the exciting thing about the beauty world.
Right, well, there's lots to talk about, so I'll get cracking. It looks like gender neutral is set to become the new norm. Where has this idea come from?
Well, I think it's probably to do with a couple of reasons. I think the first thing is male grooming is really booming at the moment. So, I mean, you know what your partner's like.
Yep.
He doesn't want a bright pink shampoo. He doesn't want to, but he might, or skincare. He might be interested in skincare, but he doesn't want something that's targeted towards females. So I think what beauty houses are doing, they're really finessing their packaging and trying to grab that slice of a really growing industry. But I think another part of it is everything needs to be Instagrammable, especially for the younger generation. We're seeing, forget about the selfie, we're seeing shelfies. People are taking photos of what's inside their beauty cabinet. So people want those products that look gorgeous in their bathroom.
A shelfie. Oh, my God. Yeah. Where have I been hiding? Right. Now, the other thing that I learned from this article is that the result of these products needs to be faster, better and stronger. Why is that, Nicole?
Well, I think we've all grown a bit impatient, unfortunately, and it's extending to our beauty cabinet now. We don't want to wait months for our skincare to work. We want results, and we want to see them within a few weeks. But while we're demanding faster results, the science in beauty at the moment is just phenomenal. I was in New York in August, and I interviewed one of the lead scientists at clinic, and they're now saying if they don't see results within 4 weeks, they'll usually scrap the project and start again.
Really?
Yep.
Far out. And now the other thing, it's not called anti-aging anymore, so what's the new catchphrase?
No, so this is probably one of the most exciting changes I think we're going to see this year. We're not talking about anti-aging, we're talking about skin health.
Oh.
So I actually made a bit of a decision a few issues ago. I thought I'm going to ban the word anti-aging when I'm writing. And we've actually seen a lot of beauty houses take on the same, I guess, terminology and start talking about skin health. It's all about products that really care for skin and create resistant, resilient, healthy skin.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense because, again, there's some negative aspects to the whole age business. Now, also, we talk about the effect that pollution has on the skin in this article. What does pollution do to our skin, Nicole?
Well, we saw a huge... pollution became a big focus, I guess, in 2016, and we're just going to see more of it this year. So the scary thing about pollution is that, I mean, New Zealand, we're pretty lucky. We don't have, you know, Beijing, we don't have that smog, we can't see it. But just because we can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not a problem. Pollution is so tiny, sometimes 20 times smaller than our skin pores. It just gets in, penetrates our skin, and then once it's in there, it causes inflammation, which can lead to pigmentation. Some dermatologists even believe it contributes to acne and eczema. So it does a whole heap of things.
And that's why we have to wash our faces every night.
Exactly. It's just more motivation to wash every night.
Sure is. Now, we talked about the shelfie, photos of your things in your cabinet, which I would never do, just saying. the selfie. Now, how has that changed how makeup companies pitch to people? Because what's the ideal look for a good selfie?
Well, I know we've seen a lot of, I guess, that Kim Kardashian effect. Forget about that. I think for the general consumer, what the selfie has done is made people more aware of, again, skin health. It's about skin health because we're in front of the camera more than we were, say, 5 years ago. We're actually thinking about how our skin looks in a photo. And so we're seeing, forget about all that heavy makeup you might see some beauty bloggers playing around with. It's actually about flawless foundation that seamlessly blends with your skin. We just really want that look that is healthy, radiant, and it looks like you're not wearing any makeup.
Actually, I know that Revlon, and this is probably 2 years ago, or maybe even 3 years ago now, came out with Photo Ready Foundation. And that was completely as a result of social media, because they thought they needed, you know, like thousands of luminous spheres so that it popped in photos.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more kind of foundation technology that really, not so much pops in photos, but really adjusts to your own skin tone.
Yeah.
So you're not having to wear a shade that doesn't match you anymore.
Exactly. Hey, now, just quickly to finish, what part are devices going to play in beauty, Nicole?
Well, this is an interesting area because I think beauty's been a bit slow in the uptake when it comes to devices. But in the recently, we've just seen L'Oreal, they've announced a hair that can actually have a microphone. It sounds crazy. That has a microphone and it can sense when your hair is breaking, and it actually alerts, I know, and it actually makes it some kind of sound when you're brushing too hard. And as mad as that sounds, hair breakage is a huge concern for a lot of women. So that's just one of the things we'll see. But we're also, skincare-wise, or more to do with our skin, we'll see smart devices that can read our skin and tell us what product we need on a day-to-day basis, so we always know. So it's about being able to customise our skincare.
Oh, my gosh. There's just so many exciting things happening. It's a really great article. It's called The 2017 Future Beauty Report. Nicole Saunders, beauty editor for Mindfood Magazine, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Nikki.